Welcome to The Sting of Stang, conducted by the William Wallace of the American media. Alan Stang, exposing the propaganda pimps of the prostitute national press, from Rush Limbaugh to the communist broadcasting system, uncovering the conspiracy for world government, its tactics, its purposes, and its players, from George W. Bush, John McCain, and Hussein Obama on down. Now, here is author, patriot, raconteur, and bon vivant, Alan Stang.
And thank you, Dick Fatherly, Billboard Magazine's Personality of the Year. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen, across America and around the world. This is Alan Stang. And, of course, we're in the so-called home stretch. We've just got literally a few weeks before D-Day, or should we call it E-Day. And, of course, it is getting crazier by the moment. We are literally living in an insane asylum run by the inmates. On Monday in Florida, Estero, Florida, never heard of it, it's somewhere in Florida. On Monday, Governor Serra was there for a rally, and one of the pre-rally speakers was Lee County, Florida's Sheriff Mike Scott. Mike Scott, he's sheriff of Lee County there in Florida. He's a Republican, apparently. He was present at the rally to pep up the audience, to warm up the audience before Governor Serra came out and addressed them. He mentioned the Democrat candidate for president, and he made a terrible gaffe. It was an electrifying a blunder. Sheriff Scott referred to the Democrat candidate by his full name. He referred to him as Barack Hussein Obama. Sheriff Scott is now under fire and under investigation. He's being investigated. I don't know for what, but he's presently, as we speak, he apparently is being investigated for calling the candidate by his name, his full name. There seems to be some dispute, some confusion about this. Obama, Hussein, Barack, he has three names. His name is Barack Hussein Obama. Hussein is his middle name. All three of his names are Muslim names, of course. Not surprising, because he is a Muslim. We know that from the school records in Indonesia, where he attended, where he was enrolled by his stepfather. And so Sheriff Scott referred to him by his name. Senator McCrud, El Senador Juan McCain, the Republican candidate, has a middle name. It's Sidney. So his name is John Sidney McCain III. And here we have the other man. His name is Barack Hussein Obama. And if you can believe this, for mentioning his name, he's in trouble. But it gets worse than that, ladies and gentlemen, as it usually does. It gets worse than that. Hang on just a few moments. We'll do some business. We'll be back with much more. Stay with me.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Each client has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Again, Alan Stang.
The report that I'm looking at from Florida, ladies and gentlemen, says that the campaign, that this would be the Palin campaign, which of course is run at the top by the McCain campaign, such as it is, the Palin campaign responded to this incredible gaffe in which the sheriff, warming up the Palin audience, used Obama's real name in mentioning him. The Palin campaign responded and said, "We do not condone this inappropriate rhetoric, which distracts from the real questions of judgment, character, and experience that voters will base their decisions on this November." In other words, the Palin campaign, the sheriff comes out to introduce her, to warm up the audience, to express support. Lee County Sheriff Mike Scott. He calls Hussein, that's his name. And the Palin campaign criticizes him for using inappropriate rhetoric. Calling the candidate by his right name is inappropriate rhetoric. This recalls the fact that maybe you remember some months ago during the primary season, there was another volunteer for McCain. I can't recall his name. He was a comedian or talk show host himself, I believe, up in the cities. And he too was warming up the audience. And he too referred to Obama by his name, called him by his name. And McCain himself denounced him. So this is a continuing theme in the McCain campaign. Obviously, this criticism of Sheriff Lee County Sheriff Mike Scott in this latest preposterous development obviously came down from the top. And so again, I ask, does this McCain campaign really want to win? We know it does not deserve to win. Does it want to win? Our telephone numbers, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition of The Sting of Staying, 800, toll-free, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And let's go up to the Keystone State, Pennsylvania. Brian, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. What can we do for you this morning, Brian?
I don't know where to start. The news lately has just been so depressing. Did you read that HUD came out with the report the other day that they gave out 5 million bad mortgages to illegal aliens?
Yes, I did read that report. Millions of dollars in mortgages to illegal aliens. It's a criminal system from top to bottom. Could you walk into a bank there in Pennsylvania and get such a deal?
Oh, absolutely not. And, you know, the whole immigration system's rigged, and it just goes to show you the greed of the people at the top. For example, I'm dating from India right now. She's here on an H-1B visa. And she's more than qualified for the job in which she performs. And she's had offers from other companies where she could make probably 50 to 75% more than what she's making now. But because her company that sponsors her green card, she's still waiting to get her green card, and the company that she works for is sponsoring it, she can't change jobs. She's stuck in the job in which she's at right now, and she could be stuck at this job for years. The whole system's rigged.
Well, we know the whole system is rigged. It's absolutely criminal. And of course, it's getting worse all the time. Brian, thank you so much for your call. Please keep listening and call again.
Thank you, Alan. I enjoy listening.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, let's go up to Michigan. Let's go to Ron in Michigan. You're on the air with Alan Stang.
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
Good morning. Well, I'm not in jail, so I guess I'm all right.
Yeah, above ground too. So, yeah, I you keep referring to Barack Obama and saying all three of his names are Islamic or Muslim. I remember reading in the Bible Barack. It was a general to one of the kings way back. So. At least that name's not Islamic.
There is a Barak in Scripture, yes, B-A-R-A-K. There is a Barak in Scripture, but it's also a common name in the Islamic world today, as I understand it.
True, yeah.
And, of course, his other names are. But the point is, the crucially important point here, I think, Ron, is the fact that that it's so crazy that if you call him by his name, I mean, this is the man's name.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's so PC that it's ridiculous. You
are investigated.
Yeah.
You are, yes. I mean, is his name, is there something insulting about the man's name?
I know, it's a laugh, or really. He's been anointed by the powers to be. That's not pretty obvious. You can look at it the other way, like Ted Stevens, who's been a senator up in Alaska for eons, and what they're doing is taking him out to make a place for Pollen, in the center, power of the center. They think they've got a winner here, so they're going to take Stevens out,
They're taking Stevens out of his job as senator.
Place to put Pollen,
So you're saying that after the election, if assuming the Republicans lose, then they will install her from governor. They will put her in the Senate seat.
I believe so, because it's kind of rinky-dink. See, I used to work for the company that, it's pretty rinky-dink, the things they're accusing him of up there, you know. It's, they all do it, you know, graft, you know. And I figure it's just his time, you know, and they're making a slot for us, so.
Well, it's quite possible, Ron. I have no knowledge of that scenario. It's the first time I've heard of it, but of course, it's quite possible. We'll see as this thing plays out. All right, Ron, thank you so much for your call. Please keep listening. Call again. You too, Ron in Michigan. Our telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition of The Sting of Staying, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you know, most of what happens, it's sort of like an iceberg. The part you see is the smallest part. Most of what happens underwater, and just the top of it projects from the water. That's what you see. You have the same thing here in politics. You have much of what happens behind the scenes, behind the closed doors, in the proverbial smoke-filled rooms. And we see the effects, the results of these decisions. It could be a possible scenario. We have no idea. But one thing we can be sure of, the Obama, the Hussein, the Senator Hussein campaign is going all out to win, is doing everything conceivable and a lot that is inconceivable to win. But the McCain campaign is not. The McCain campaign is not doing anywhere near everything it could do to win. You're looking at a desultory campaign, lackluster, an accidental campaign that eats its own, that destroys its own. I wonder, I haven't heard yet what Sheriff Mike Scott's reaction to all this is. He comes to a rally to fire up the audience and winds up under investigation there in Lee County, Florida. I'm wondering what his reaction to all this is. I haven't caught up with it yet. I would imagine, would you not, that he's probably scratching his head and probably a little bit discouraged. So it does appear, is McCain in the tank? Is he throwing this thing? One wonders. It appears that he is putting up enough of a campaign to make it somewhat realistic. But he's not really in this thing to win, it appears. And this would be the latest example. This example of what happened in Lee County, Florida, there just earlier this week would be an example of that. So it's a question, but I think it's a legitimate question, ladies and gentlemen, based upon what we see happening in the campaign. And we're getting really close now. If something is going to change, it has to change now, this morning, as I'm telling you about it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and of course the big news, the economy continues its collapse on a worldwide basis, the economy falling apart. Remember, I'm not trying to frighten you into doing anything. I'm simply reporting to you what you already know much about is happening. Let's take another break. We'll do some business. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're waiting for the market to open, of course. As we speak, there was another crash yesterday. The market has now gone from, go back 1 year, 14,000. The market is now below 9,000. So in 1 year, it has lost about 40% of the inflated value it enjoyed just 1 year ago. 40%. General Motors shares fell more than 21% yesterday, bringing them down to their lowest level since 1950. So we're talking 58 years. General Motors shares fell as low as $5.42 in New York. So General Motors is on the ropes. The nation's biggest automaker, of course. In addition to General Motors, Ford also is on the ropes. Ford is in deep kimchi. Ford shares fell 7.5% to $2.46 on Thursday. This is the lowest level Ford stock has reached in a quarter of a century. The collapse is is spreading around the world. So what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is it's remarkable, but what we're talking about happening is exactly what we were told would happen if Congress did not pass the Goldman Sachs swindle. Isn't this what we were warned would happen? We were told if Congress does not pass this thing, here's what will happen. 1, 2, 3, 4. So Congress passed it, and now all these things are happening. It's as if, look back, isn't it as if this $700 billion swindle never occurred? I don't see any effect of it, of the so-called rescue. They stopped calling it a bailout. People didn't cotton to the term bailout. They began calling it a rescue. It was a swindle. But of course, remember, again, the number was relatively unimportant. Remember that $700 billion was simply a number that the Treasury Department picked out of the air. We know that because a spokeswoman for the Treasury Department said as much to Forbes magazine. She said the $700 billion was simply a big number. They needed a big number to impress us, and so they picked $700 billion out of the air. It's totally meaningless, especially since it's simply a computer entry. Remember, it isn't money. The whole point of the swindle was the transfer of power. The transfer of power. So that the non-federal, non-reserve system now has accumulated incredible additional powers that it didn't have before as we transition into a full fascist system. Now, also a question I would ask, all of this has been accumulating for a long time. It didn't just happen just within the past few weeks, correct? They've known about this in Washington and on Wall Street for months and months. Why is it being precipitated right now? Could it have something to do with the election? Is that why we're seeing this happen now? I'm asking about the timing of the disaster. Well, if it has something to do with the election, what could that be? Well, the fact that it is happening on the Bush watch, while the Republicans control the White House, would mean that most people who know nothing about this would blame the Republicans, wouldn't it? Now, you and I know, if you're listening to me and if you're one of my readers, you know that this thing is the fault not just of the Republicans. Of course, the Republicans have made it worse. It's just as much the fault of the Democrats. Remember when President Billy Bubba Slime was in office, you had this thing being prepared, being arranged, and now being continued under the administration of Jorge W. Bush. So it's the fault of both parties. But because the Bush people are in power now, most people would blame the Republicans. Wouldn't that tend to convince most voters to vote for Senator Hussein? Let's take another break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Again, Alan Stang.
Go to my website, ladies and gentlemen, alanstang.com, and click on the health button, which you will find at the right side of the homepage, health. It will take you to the raft of information that we have there on the health page, articles, pictures, telling you about the Eagle Research frequency balancing technology that we talk about here every morning on the Sting of Stang. What we're talking about is what we call electronic homeopathy, because it is a series of instruments used for different but related purposes, designed and marketed by Eagle Research to do the same thing that Dr. Samuel Hahnemann was doing in Germany. Dr. Hahnemann, of course, being the towering scientific genius who developed the science of homeopathy. But it does what Dr. Hahnemann was doing quicker, much quicker, much cheaper, much more effectively, because it is all done with frequencies. Everything we now know is composed of frequencies. Electronic frequencies. So you're talking about the same phenomenon that you see when the opera singer sings higher and higher. You've all seen that. She sings higher and higher, and suddenly the crystal in the chandelier shatters. Now, why does that happen? You're looking at something you can't really see, you're looking at the decisive, dramatic action of frequencies on a physical object, aren't you? When she reaches, when her note that the diva sings reaches a certain frequency, the crystal in the chandelier, which is operating on the same frequency, shatters. So something you can't see there, an electronic frequency, can produce a dramatic, remarkable effect on a physical object. That's what we're talking about. And, of course, using the electronic frequency technology designed by Eagle Research, people have enjoyed so many beneficial effects. Now, of course, this is not medical technology. These instruments are not medical instruments. There is no healing. There's no diagnosing, treating, healing, curing, because they're not medical instruments. But we do have a long list of people who have suffered from an endless variety of complaints, who use the Eagle Research equipment and then do not suffer from those complaints. No claims being made. We're just reporting the facts. Go to my site, alanstang.com. Click on health. Take a look. I think you will be favorably impressed. And then if you want to know more, if you have questions, call us. We'd be happy to answer any questions you may have. Again, it's alanstang.com. Click on health. And then if you want to see what the equipment looks like, you can click on store at the top of the homepage and scroll down to the pictures of the equipment. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, our telephone number, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition of The Sting of Staying, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's take a look at a related subject here, ladies and gentlemen. According to Business Week, you've all seen Business Week on the newsstands. According to Business Week, the U.S. military faces another growing threat, and this is the threat of potentially fatal equipment failure, because microchips in that equipment is phony, fake, or inadequate. Something's wrong with it. It's just fake. It's no good. And those microchips are inside the military equipment that our military uses. And so the American military, according to Business Week, is facing this threat of equipment, military equipment, that could fail at absolutely the worst time in combat. Well, this is a pretty serious problem, isn't it? Where does it come from? Where do these fake microchips come from, according to Business Week? They are used in warplanes, in ships, in communication networks. You would think this is a problem that would require immediate total attention because of the risk of failure of the equipment on our warplanes, our naval vessels, our communication, at exactly the wrong time. Where do these microchips come from? They come from communist China, from our friends in communist China. Could you believe that the U.S. military is putting fake microchips that come from communist China into our military equipment? Is this some kind of a sick joke? Not according to Business Week. According to the magazine, fake microchips flow from unruly bazaars in rural China to dubious kitchen table brokers in the U.S. and into complex weapons. Senior Pentagon officials publicly played down the danger, but government documents, as well as interviews with insiders, suggest possible connections between phony parts and breakdowns. Imagine a connection between a phony part and a breakdown, of all things. Potentially more alarming is the fact that hundreds of counterfeit routers made in China and sold to the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines over the past 4 years are fakes. Last January, a chip falsely identified as having been made by one company in California was discovered in the flight computer of an F-15 fighter jet at Robins Air Force Base in Warner Robins, Georgia. Phony chips. Can you believe that this arrangement is permitted? Business Week says this. They say these fakes could facilitate foreign espionage as well as cause accidents. The U.S. Justice Department is prosecuting the operators of an electronics distributor in Texas and last year obtained guilty pleas from the proprietors of a company in Washington State for allegedly selling the military dozens of falsely labeled routers, devices that direct data through digital networks. The routers were marked as having been made by the San Jose technology giant Cisco, but they were not. Referring to the seizure of more than 400 fake routers so far, Melissa Hathaway, head of cybersecurity in the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, says counterfeit products have been linked to the crash of mission-critical networks, may also contain hidden back doors enabling network security to be bypassed and sensitive data accessed by hackers, thieves, and spies. In a 50-page presentation for industry audiences, the FBI concurs that the routers could allow Chinese operators to gain access to otherwise secure systems. Business Week goes on. It says it's very difficult to determine whether tiny fake parts have contributed to particular plane crashes or missile mishaps. But they could. They could. According to Robert Ernst, he's at Patuxent River, Maryland, Naval Air Systems Command's aging aircraft program. He says as many as 15% of all the spare and replacement microchips the Pentagon buys are counterfeit. And the result of that, he says, is that we are having field failures regularly within our weapon systems and in almost every weapon system. He says that they could have contributed to serious accidents. When a chopper goes down in Iraq or Afghanistan, we don't always do the root cause investigation of every component failure. Can you believe that this is permitted? Why is it permitted? It's permitted because of the relationship that has been established between our country and communist-occupied China. Remember, Socialist Richard Nixon opened the door to China. That's the way they describe it. It was Nixon who opened the door to China, we are told. And now we've got President Billy Bubba Slime, Democrat president, predecessor to Jorge W. Bush. Both of them committing treason with communist China. treating Communist China as a trading partner, as a friend, were it not for policy, the policy installed by the Clinton administration and intensified, continued by the Bush administration, we would not have this arrangement with communist-occupied China. But we do. So what we're talking about is to call it a scandal, the word scandal is not anywhere near sufficient to describe what we're talking about. We're talking about the possible crash of our military aircraft, for just one example, choppers, fighters, with these phony chips, tolerated now by the Bush administration, set up for us by the Clinton administration. Can you believe all this? Again, this is an expose from Business Week. Business Week says it tracked counterfeit military components used in gear made by BAE Systems to traders in Shenzhen, China. The traders typically obtain supplies from recycled chip emporiums, such as the Guiyu Electronics Market outside the city of Shantou in southeastern China. The garbage-strewn streets of Guiyu reek of burning plastic as workers in back rooms and open yards strip chips from old PC circuit boards. The components, typically less than an inch long, are cleaned in the nearby Yangjing River and then sold from the cramped premises of businesses such as Jinlong Electronics Trade Centers. Proprietor Liu Weilong admits that his wares are counterfeits. His employees sand off the markings on used commercial chips, relabel them as military. He says everyone in town does this. The dates on the chips are 100% fake because the products pulled off the computer boards are from the 80s and 90s, while customers demand products from after 2000. So we're talking about something that Business Week knows about. Now you know about. But apparently our military does not know about. And these antiquated, these ancient chips made there in these little back alley businesses in communist-occupied China are winding up inside our top-of-the-line military equipment. U.S. Navy vessels, U.S. Air Force fighter planes and choppers. I mean, it's beyond comprehension. You can hear me struggling here, ladies and gentlemen. The reason I'm struggling is I just can't figure out adequate words to describe this. My own vocabulary is insufficient to describe the magnitude of the treason we're talking about here. All of it comes from this monster communist-occupied China. I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there would be no difference whatsoever in this, between this and were we to be getting our military supplies from Hitler and from Berlin and Tokyo at the beginning of World War II, there would be very little difference because communist-occupied China is an enemy, has always been an enemy. Its main purpose has never diverted from the goal of destroying the United States. All of this has been papered over by the Clinton and Bush administrations. No difference whatsoever between the parties. Again and again, we see there is no difference at the top between the parties. At the bottom, yes, they let the little guys They let the little guys and the little girls scramble for the jobs and the payoffs. Once in a while, they throw some of them in jail. Doesn't mean a thing. You see that happening right now. But when Mr. Push meets Mr. Shove at the very top, both of them exactly the same, is something going to be done about this? So far, we have no indication that there's going to be any change at all. So our military is at risk because of this. Let's take another break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Let's go back to the phones, ladies and gentlemen, and let's go up to the Empire State. Michael, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Good morning, Alan. Great show, sir, and thank you so much for being there for our country. I just wish more and more people could hear your show. I was just reviewing some old footage of when the commie Clintons were still operating as our presidents, and I was reviewing the Charlie Tree information, which, you know, everybody, we do have short-term memories, and it's good to keep refreshing everybody's minds as to what the Clintons were all about, selling us out to those communists. And I'll never forget the photograph when Commie Gore, Vice President Al Gore, was inspecting the crack elite Chinese communist troops. He was inspecting them, Alan. They were all in perfect alignment, like it was the Mao Zedong himself walking by. And he's giving them a stern, strict look, like he's sizing them up for getting ready for battle. And the photograph was so obvious that we've got nothing but communists in our government, and they're traitors to the core.
Yes, what you're talking about, of course, Michael, is the fact that Clinton literally committed literal treason, giving our military secrets to communist China in exchange for multi-millions of dollars in contributions.
That's right.
For his political activities. You may remember, for just one example, it was because of Captain Billy Bubba Slime, communist traitor, that the Red Chinese were able to perfect the aiming of their missiles before he gave them the technology they needed for the purpose. Their missiles were very inaccurate, pretty much useless, but he solved that problem.
Let me clarify that for you, Alan, because actually, you see, with Slick Willie regime, they helped the commies launch a missile. They really couldn't even launch it. They would wobble and not get too far and drop. And so Commie Clinton sent the technology and our brain power to show the Chinese communists how to launch them perfectly. It was Jorge W. Bush that gave them the ability to hit a bullseye.
All right, well, thanks for clarifying that point, and it illustrates the fact, underlines the fact, Michael, that at the very top, both parties are the same. There's
That's right.
A different style, a different way of doing things, but they're both doing the same thing. Michael,
well, you know, Alan,
yes?
I'm sorry to cut you off, because I know we don't have much time, but let me just clarify that. What we see from both parties is different rhetoric, making it seem like one is more liberal, one's more conservative. But once they take office, the agenda's the same, the results are the same. If Gore was our president for the last 8 years, we'd still be in Iraq, and we'd still be in the same mess. Oil would still be $100-something bucks a barrel, and so on and so on. So they give us different rhetoric to pacify the sheeple, thinking that there's a difference. But as soon as they take office, the Rockefeller agenda is on track.
Michael, thank you so much. Brilliant call from Michael up in the
Alan.
Empire State. Thanks for calling. Have a great weekend. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, go to my website, alanstang.com. Click on store, scroll down to Perestroika Sunset, my novel about the prisoners of war left behind in Vietnam. You get 2 for 1. Buy one, we'll send you one free. Heck of a good deal, I think, ladies and gentlemen. AlanStang.com is the website. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's another edition of The Sting of Stang, another week in the archives. Take a look. Have a great weekend. Be back with us again the same time, same place, Monday morning. Until then, remember, as always, arm yourselves.
Let me tell you why.